What are tools of influence? Well, the most powerful would be the following. And we've talked about all these, but we'll talk more about them. But I want you to just think about them as being your primary tools to influence people. Primary tool number one, rapport. The bottom line is, if you're going to have an impact that's long-term, not a short-term impact, people have got to feel this feeling of caring, that you have their interests in mind. And I know I've said this a lot of times, but because it's so important, people have to feel like you are like them. You've got to make that connection. You can, by threatening someone or with a gun or anything else, persuade someone to change in the short term. But long-term change usually happens because someone has an investment in you emotionally. So you've got to develop rapport. And there are lots of ways to do it that we haven't talked about. How do you get that initial connection? Well, there are a lot of ways. One way to do it is to talk about something, obviously, of a mutual interest. Isn't that what you've always done? Another way would simply be to give somebody a gift. Instantly, you'll have rapport by inducing reciprocation. Another way is to ask them questions about some of their deep needs or some of their deep wants. Another way for you is to give them a referral. Sometimes you can get rapport by insulting somebody. I know that sounds ridiculous. It's not what I would encourage. But do you know that some people, that an insult builds rapport in some areas of our culture? Rapport is not, God, you're a great person. Rapport is, your mama. And if you do that kind of thing, all of a sudden there's this rapport, there's this responsiveness. Certainly not what I encourage, but I want you to think creatively about what are all the ways that you can do that. Another way to do that is tell somebody a story. You can get in rapport by telling people a story, giving them some examples of things that have happened. Or another way we'll do is give them a sample of something. A lot of times that'll develop the rapport. Give them a compliment. Startle them again as a way to get rapport. You'll get their attention, and all of a sudden there'll be this responsiveness. Remember, rapport means not necessarily that the person is totally excited, but that they respond to you. If you give somebody good service, even before you're their client, or vice versa, rather, you're going to build rapport. And if you just listen to people, you cannot believe the amount of rapport. You know, you go out on a date, and this person who's going out with you says, you know, what do you do? And you tell them, they say, God, that must be really interesting. And they ask you questions, and they get you talking all night. And at the end of the night, you're in love. You say, God, this person's so brilliant. I love this person so much. What a great conversationalist. Listening alone can build so much rapport, but that is the number one tool of influence. You need to align with people and be able to lead them in the direction you want to go. Pacing and leading. Second primary tool of influence is the use of questions. Questions provide for you a lot of things. Number one, they provide for you the opportunity to find out what's really going on in this person's head and what their real motivations are. Questions will help you find out their beliefs. And once you know what a person's beliefs are and how they make decisions, all you have to do is align with those beliefs and show them how buying is consistent with those beliefs. That's all selling is. Questions help you do things like do test closes, where sure enough you can find out how are you doing along the way. And questions take pressure off. See, if you ask questions, you don't have to carry all the pressure of the presentation. You're getting the customer involved with you. Also, asking questions shows that you really care about what this person is thinking. It builds more rapport. It induces reciprocation. There are so many benefits of questions. It is the second primary tool. I only put rapport higher because if you ask questions but don't have rapport, people won't answer your questions, if that makes sense to you. So questions can put people in state. Questions can destroy objections. Questions can ferret out objections. You need to become an excellent person at not only developing rapport, but asking excellent questions that lead people into states where they want to buy. Third primary tool of influence that you have is your own personal congruency. Congruency means that people experience that what you say verbally and non-verbally matches. That when you say the word, yes, I can do something, your voice quality, your body postures, your facial expressions, and your words all come together and create one meaning. There is no doubt about what you really mean. Congruency is power, and it is a tool of influence. And the more you can develop congruency comes from feeling certain about what you're saying, feeling absolutely certain that what you're offering somebody is worth more than what you're asking for in return. And that congruency must be maintained daily. It's absolutely critical that on an ongoing daily basis you rejuvenate it, because otherwise the law of familiarity takes over and you lose some of that congruency. Remember, the person who feels most certain is going to be the person who influences. And that buying is just the transference of emotion, and people need to feel certain that if they make this decision that they're going to get more pleasure and less pain. Fourth primary tool of influence is state management. And that is, state management requires that even if you do everything else that we're talking about here, even if you know every skill we've learned about and you've managed your time well, but you don't manage your own emotions, you don't learn how to discipline your disappointments, If somebody cancels an appointment and here you'd planned your whole day, and then you let that put you into a state of frustration, that's going to hurt you. So it's absolutely critical that you manage your emotional states, that you discipline disappointment, that you take things like rejection and turn them around so they empower you. And there are a lot of ways to condition yourself to make that happen. So these are the tools of influence that I think make the biggest difference. Number one, you got to have rapport. Number two, make sure you use questions. Questions should be your best friend. Get good at them. Design tons of questions. Test closes, questions that put people in state, questions that make people happy, questions for yourself to put yourself in state. All those aspects of questions. Thirdly, make sure you develop more congruency every single day. Fourthly, make sure you manage you. If you can't manage yourself, you certainly can't manage the customer and help them to make a difference. So what can I say to you in the end? In order to be effective, what you got to be able to do besides these tools is you got to be able to answer those questions that always pop up. What is it? What's in it for me? And can you prove it? Those are three questions the customer is going to be asking. And then once you've answered those initial ones, the questions they've got to answer, and you've got to answer for them to want to buy, are, will it really give me what I want and need? If I do this thing, will it be worth it? My inconvenience, my time, or my capital? What will other people say? Can I justify it? And lastly, do I really need it now? If you can answer those questions in advance, if you can consistently be able to put people in the states of getting what they want, where they have strong wants and strong justification, then the ability to influence people is your ability. The power to influence is yours right now. So I'd like you to take these skills and let's have you look at where is your level of skill in each of these areas. And even when you're done with this entire program, this is a set of skills I would encourage you to come back to again and again and ask yourself each week. This week, maybe I'm going to work just on questions. This week, I'm going to work just on getting my rapport. Each week, all week long, you work at getting better in these areas, because a master of these is a mastery of that power we call influence.